fear, I mean real fear, is a terrible thing. It rocks you to the core. It robs you of peace and joy. In fact, real fear can be completely debilitating. Under that sort of pressure, either we freeze, unable to make a decision, unable to act, or we lash out in raw panic and make stupid choices that only make things worse. And when that sort of fear strikes, it seems as though nothing that anybody can say or do makes one iota of difference. The fear seems to go right down into your bones. Your whole being is consumed with dread. People try and speak words of comfort and reassurance to you. They pat you on the back. They tell you it'll be okay. And if you're lucky, that might alleviate the symptoms for a little while. But when you're lying in bed at night, the fear and the dread just seem to consume you. I'm guessing you know exactly what I'm talking about. Way back in the days of old, Judah was assailed by a massive army made up of tribes that Israel didn't destroy back when they'd taken the promised land, battle by battle in the first place. Jehoshaphat was the king and he was afraid, yet he turned to God. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verses 11 and 12. But see the kind of reward those people give us for not destroying them? They've come to force us out of our land that you gave us. Our God punished those people. We don't have the strength to stop this large army that's coming against us. We don't know what to do. We're looking to you for help. So the next time you're afraid, the next time you don't have what it takes to overcome the problem, the next time you don't know what to do, tell it to God. Pour out your heart to God. And then open His Word. Read it, reflect on it, receive it, respond to it. See, God loves you more than words can say. And out of that love, He wants to speak into your fear. God's Word can penetrate the fear. God's Word has the power to fill you with courage. God has the wisdom when you don't know what to tell you what you need to do. That's God's Word, fresh for you today.